Listening Library presents The Hunchback Assignments, Book 1, by Arthur Slade, read for you by Jane Entwistle. Prologue, The Foxhound. 6 hunting hounds had perished in previous experiments. Dr. Cornelius Hyde crouched in the cellar of his manor, staring over his spectacles at Magnus, the last surviving hound. The iron cage was sturdy, its door locked tight, and the dog looked healthy except for his drooping head. He had survived the operation that replaced his skull, jaws, and teeth with metal, but the weight of it all was too much for him to bear for long periods of time. He needed strength and ferocity. Soon, Hyde hoped, these needs would be dealt with. Hyde opened a hatch at the top of the cage and carefully attached a coiled wire to each of the bolts that extended out of the hound's shoulders. The dog didn't move. The doctor then connected the wire to a gyroscope sitting on a broken chair. Hyde sat in another chair at a table. His smooth, ink-stained hands trembled as he jotted down, March 7th, 1860, 7:35 p.m., Trial 7. He felt certain that this time the elixir would have the desired effect. He hadn't slept or washed in days, having spent every hour measuring the elements precisely, mixing them and boiling the compound in a glass beaker. He didn't wish to see his favourite foxhound suffer with the same tremors and terrors that had consumed the other hounds as they succumbed to a slow, contorted death. Hyde spoke hoarsely. "You are a good companion." Magnus raised his head with some effort and wagged his tail. His master winced and...